Esta es la lección 30 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1.
Rosa and Charles are in a restaurant. Listen to this conversation.
Tell me, Rosa, how long are you going to stay in New York?
For a few days. I don't have much time.
Do you like New York?
Yes, I do. I like New York very much.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going to see some friends. My friends Leo and Mary.
Listen again.
Tell me, Rosa, how long are you going to stay in New York?
For a few days. I don't have much time.
Do you like New York?
Yes, I do. I like New York very much.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going to see some friends. My friends Leo and Mary.
In English, how do you say...
Palabra.
Word. The word.
Try to say...
Esa palabra.
That word. That. That word.
Say...
Esa palabra es una palabra en inglés.
That word, it's an English word. An English word.
Ask.
¿Qué quiere decir esa palabra?
What does that word mean? What does that word mean?
Try to ask.
¿Cómo se dice?
How do you say? How do you say?
Say again.
Esa palabra.
That word. That word.
Ask.
¿Cómo se dice esa palabra?
How do you say that word?
En inglés.
In English.
Now say...
Es una palabra en inglés.
It's an English word. It's an English word.
Ask...
¿Qué quiere decir?
What does it mean?
Say,
nosotros somos mexicanos.
We are Mexican.
Usted quiere decir, estamos aquí desde hace unas semanas. Diga, estamos aquí.
We've been here. We've been here.
Desde hace unas semanas.
For a few weeks.
Ask.
¿Cuánto tiempo?
How long?
¿Cuánto tiempo hace que están ustedes aquí?
How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
Answer.
Desde hace unas semanas.
For a few weeks.
Say again.
Estamos aquí desde hace unas semanas.
We've been here for a few weeks. We've been here for a few weeks.
And how do you say...
Estamos aquí desde ayer.
We've been here since yesterday. Since yesterday.
Now say...
Vamos a quedarnos.
We are going to stay...
Durante unos días...
For a few days.
Ask.
¿Durante cuántos días?
For how many days?
Answer.
Durante unos días.
For a few days.
Say.
Vamos a quedarnos durante unos días.
We are going to stay for a few days.
No tenemos mucho tiempo.
We don't have much time. We don't have much time.
Try to say,
me gustan los Estados Unidos.
I like the United States. I like the United States.
Ask her if she likes New York.
Do you like New York? Do you like New York?
Sí, me gusta Nueva York.
Yes, I like New York. I like New York very much.
Ustedes van a quedarse.
You're going to stay.
¿Cuánto tiempo?
How long? How long?
¿Cuántos días?
How many days? How many days?
Durante una semana.
For 1 week.
Say,
eso no está nada mal.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Say again.
Estamos aquí desde ayer.
We've been here since yesterday.
Now ask.
¿Qué hizo usted ayer?
What did you do yesterday? What did you do yesterday?
Así se pregunta, ¿compró usted algo?
Listen and repeat.
Did you buy anything? Anything. Anything. Did you buy anything?
Note que se dice
anything
porque usted se está refiriendo a cualquier cosa.
How do you ask?
¿Compró usted algo?
Did you buy anything? Did you buy anything?
Ask.
¿Qué compró usted?
What did you buy?
Ask.
¿Compró usted un periódico norteamericano?
Did you buy an American newspaper? An American newspaper.
Answer.
Yo compré.
I bought. I bought.
Así se dice muchas cosas.
Listen and repeat.
A lot of things. 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 A lot of things.
Ask again.
¿Compró usted algo?
Did you buy anything?
Say.
Sí, compré muchas cosas.
Yes, I bought a lot of things.
Compré un periódico norteamericano.
I bought an American newspaper.
Para mi esposo.
For my husband.
Say,
compré un periódico para él.
I bought a newspaper for him. For him.
Y compré.
And I bought.
Algo para beber.
Something to drink. Something to drink.
Ask.
¿Y usted?
And you?
Ask.
¿Qué hizo usted ayer?
What did you do yesterday?
Ask.
¿Compró usted algo?
Did you buy anything? Anything. Did you buy anything?
Ask him if he bought a lot of things.
Did you buy a lot of things? Did you buy a lot of things?
¿Compró usted algo para su esposa?
Did you buy anything for your wife?
¿Compró usted algo de vino para ella?
Did you buy some wine for her? For her?
Escuche su respuesta negativa breve.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Now say,
no necesito nada.
I don't need anything. I don't need anything.
Yo no voy a comprar.
I'm not going to buy.
Try to say,
no voy a comprar nada.
I'm not going to buy anything. I'm not going to buy anything.
No quiero comprar nada.
I don't want to buy anything.
And how do you say,
no vamos a comprar nada.
We're not going to buy anything. We're not going to buy anything.
No queremos comprar nada.
We don't want to buy anything.
¿Y ustedes?
And you?
¿Compraron ustedes algo?
Did you buy anything? Did you buy anything?
Try to say,
compramos muchas cosas.
We bought a lot of things. We bought a lot of things.
Estamos aquí desde ayer.
We've been here since yesterday. Since yesterday.
Say,
estamos aquí desde hace dos días.
We've been here for 2 days.
Y compramos muchas cosas.
And we bought a lot of things. We bought a lot of things.
¿Cuándo?
When?
Ayer.
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Say,
nada mal.
Not bad.
Así se dice, ustedes llegaron.
Listen and repeat.
You arrived. 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 You arrived.
How do you say,
ustedes llegaron?
You arrived.
¿Llegaron ustedes?
Listen and repeat.
Did you arrive? Arrive. Did you arrive?
Now try to ask,
¿cuándo llegaron ustedes?
When did you arrive? When did you arrive?
Try to say,
llegamos ayer.
We arrived yesterday. We arrived yesterday.
¿Pronunció usted el sonido final
D
al final de
arrived?
Repita los pares después de la locutora.
Did arrive, arrived. Did arrive, arrived.
Say again.
Llegamos ayer.
We arrived yesterday.
Ahora ella agrega, ayer por la mañana.
Listen and repeat.
Yesterday morning. Morning. Morning.
¿Se acuerda de cómo se dice buenos días?
Good morning. Morning.
How do you say
ayer por la mañana?
Yesterday morning. Morning.
How do you say
ustedes llegaron?
You arrived. You arrived.
Ask again.
¿Cuándo llegaron ustedes?
When did you arrive?
Ask.
¿Cuándo llegaron ustedes a Nueva York? Diga literalmente, en Nueva York.
When did you arrive in New York? In New York. When did you arrive in New York?
Llegamos ayer.
We arrived yesterday. We arrived yesterday.
Say,
llegamos ayer por la mañana.
We arrived yesterday morning. We arrived yesterday morning.
Try to say,
yo llegué.
I arrived. I arrived.
Llegué a Nueva York.
I arrived in New York. In New York.
Con mi familia.
With my family.
Con mis tres hijos.
With my three children. With my three children.
How do you say?
Con mis dos niños.
With my two boys.
Mi niña pequeña.
My little girl.
Y mi esposo.
And my husband. And my husband.
Llegamos juntos.
We arrived together. We arrived together.
Ask.
¿A qué horas?
At what time?
Answer.
Llegamos a las ocho.
We arrived at 8 o'clock. We arrived at 8 o'clock.
Say.
Yo llegué ayer por la mañana.
I arrived yesterday morning. I arrived yesterday morning.
Yo llegué a las nueve.
I arrived at 9 o'clock. I arrived at 9 o'clock.
Ask.
¿Y usted? ¿Cuándo llegó a Nueva York?
And you? When did you arrive in New York? When did you arrive in New York?
Answer.
Ayer por la mañana.
Yesterday morning.
A las ocho.
At 8 o'clock.
¿Y cuándo llegaron en los Estados Unidos?
And when did you arrive in America? When did you arrive in America?
Answer.
Llegamos ayer.
We arrived yesterday. We arrived yesterday.
Vamos a quedarnos.
We're going to stay.
Durante una semana.
For 1 week.
Y luego vamos a irnos.
And then we're going to leave. And then we're going to leave.
How do you say?
Mañana, refiriéndose al día siguiente.
Tomorrow.
Now try to say.
Vamos a irnos mañana por la mañana.
We are going to leave tomorrow morning. We are going to leave tomorrow morning.
Ask her if she likes New York.
Do you like New York?
Say that, yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I like New York.
Pero no tenemos mucho tiempo.
But we don't have much time.
Y vamos a irnos.
And we're going to leave.
Mañana por la mañana.
tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning.
Ask her if she bought anything.
Did you buy anything?
She says that she bought a lot of things.
I bought a lot of things.
Ask her what she bought.
What did you buy?
Answer:
Un periódico norteamericano.
An American newspaper.
Para mi esposo.
For my husband.
Say:
Compré un periódico para él.
I bought a newspaper for him. For him.
Y compré algo.
And I bought something.
Para mi amiga.
For my friend.
Vamos a irnos mañana por la mañana.
We are going to leave tomorrow morning.
Ahora, escuche esta conversación en inglés. Usted debería entender todo.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, too.
When did you arrive in New York?
My wife and I arrived yesterday, and tomorrow we're going to Washington, D.C.
Then would you and your wife like to have dinner with me tonight?
Yes, we would. At what time?
At 8 o'clock.
Okay, at 8 o'clock. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you tonight.
See you tonight.
En esta lección de inglés norteamericano 1 se incluyen ejercicios de lectura. Si usted va a hacer los ejercicios ahora, tome su cuaderno de lectura y ábrelo en la página que muestra las palabras para la lección 30. Vea el número 1. Empiece a leer en voz alta.
This is Tom Small.
2.
But he's not small. He's tall.
Tres.
His wife is Pam Small.
Cuatro.
And this is the Small family.
Cinco.
The Small family is a big family.
Seis.
The Smalls have 5 children.
Siete.
The small children are little.
Ocho.
But Mr. Small is big.
Nueve.
The Small family has big Smalls.
Diez.
And little Smalls.
Once.
The Small family needs a big car.
Doce.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Small.
Este es el final de la lección 30 y el final de inglés norteamericano 1. Para seguir aprendiendo su nuevo idioma, por favor, póngase en contacto con nosotros. Esta fue una presentación Simon & Schuster Audio.